how do you get economic security in difficult times? Well, according to Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson, it's by investing in wahine and rangatahi, women and young people. $28.5 million over the next 2 years was announced in the budget to strengthen whānau resilience by developing leadership within key cohorts of whānau leaders, wahine and rangatahi Māori. Well, the Minister joins us now. Tēnā koe, Willie.
How you doing, Karen?
How are you?
A bit tired. Was in Dunedin this morning. We had a breakfast down there and then had meetings down there, and then we flew to Wellington this afternoon, and we just got into Whanganui, drove from Wellington to Whanganui tonight. So we've been here about half an hour and getting ready for a 7:30 meeting in the morning. So, it's a busy time, Karen.
Hey, well, thank you for joining us at this hour. And let's talk about this fund. How's it going to work?
You know, in terms of, just first off, in terms of our Māori woman, one thing we've found out, and well, I've known this for many years, is that Māori women are overrepresented right across the spectrum, you know, in terms of the negative statistics and employment and education, training, incarceration, you name it, and we're at the bottom end. So, you know, what we do know, and this is a fund concentrating on Māori women and young Māori, what we do know is a lot of our communities have programs already that concentrate on Māori women and on young people. And we want to focus on those communities, and we want to fund those programs so that we can give I suppose Māori women, young people, the opportunities that they've never had before. And so we've already got many providers out there who are doing the business and who we're focusing on, Karen. You know, we've got initiatives in place. Like mana and mahi, Māori trade training. I oversee what's called Pai Aronui, and that's a focus on young people who never really had many opportunities, who might come from intergenerational unemployment, drug use, and we work with community providers. Obviously, the focus is Māori, but we partner up with Pākehā groups too, because a lot of Pākehā groups around the country, particularly in some of our regional areas, they know a lot of these youth. They want to contribute too. So we're not averse at all. In fact, I encourage it if we've got supportive community groups, Pākehā groups who look, you know, Māori groups just don't look after Māori, Karen, and if they can put together programs providing life skills in terms of some of the young people. See, some of these young people, and even some of these young women, they can't get past first base. They don't have licenses. They don't have opportunity. And so we work with these providers to upskill them, work with them, train them, look for job opportunities, and we expect to get to about 11,000 young people and 900 women through this new funding that will capitalise on so much of what we've done in the past, Karen.
How are the programs going? I mean, are they being successful?
I think so. I mean, you have a look at Māori unemployment. We're down at an all-time low. You know, when I was the employment minister in the last term, and when I took over in terms of Māori unemployment, it was nearly 3 times what general unemployment was. Now we're just about half that, and we're less than 2 times what general employment is. So, yeah, I mean, you only have to look at some of the targeted results that we've got, you know, and what we do know is if you put in time, you put in training, you give people an opportunity in terms of apprenticeships, there can be a turnaround. You know, Karen, I'd be happy to take you on one of these courses one day, and you'd be stunned to see the turnaround that we get in some of these young people's lives. Look, some of them come from some of the worst backgrounds, right? And so we have to go back to base one with some of them and get them up and running and functioning so that they can be contributors in terms of the wider New Zealand society. And, you know, we want our people to have choices. We want them to have skills. We want them to contribute to New Zealand. That's what this is all about. And so this comes under my agency, or the agency that I oversee, Te Puni Kōkiri. And we're just looking, we try innovative approaches, you know, just to, with the Pai Aronui program, that's a youth program, that's age 15 to 24. You know, we try things in terms of getting them motivated and getting them activated. So that's one program, that's between the age 15 to 24. And then in terms of some of the other programs, we're working on them so that they can get their license. You know,
yeah, I heard about that.
Young people without licenses is like the end of the world, but you know, they've got so many driving barriers that it can just stuff their whole lives up, Karen.
Yeah. What about women? What specifically can you do from a ground level in terms of helping women to lift themselves out of the situations you were talking about?
So across some of the community providers, you have role models. You know, we have a number of role models in terms of within our society, and I know that some of the providers use these role models to show our women that there can be a future for them, you know, to show them there can be a better life for them. And that's what it's about. It's about saying, well, you know, we've got, and I won't name some of them, but some of them are, we've got women who've become successes, even though they may have come from dysfunctional relationships, maybe they've got onto drugs, whatever. Some of these providers use these women as an example to some of these younger women that in fact they can do anything. And there's so many examples across the country that it's quite inspiring, really. And the more that we roll this out, the more that we target some of these women, the better, because we want them to get out of the rut they're in. We want them to, as I keep saying, contribute to society. And sometimes they've just had barriers that they think that they can't break through. And one of the things with some of these programs, whether it's whānau water or whatever, particularly when we work with our providers, Māori providers, they know some of the women, they know some of the young people. So it's better we resource these providers so that they can actually make approaches to the families. And you know, it's a little bit different because, you know, whānau water works like that also, working person to person, you know, working whānau to whānau, knowing that some of our Māori women in particular have are quite a bit different from some of the Pākehā women because of the history they have, the background they have, the cultural background they have, sometimes the cultural impediments they have. So you need specialists amongst these community providers, and I'm seeing that, and I'm proud of the way that some of them are working. So this money will capitalise on what we've already done in that area, and that's what we'll be doing at the moment. We're traveling around the country talking about the program, talking about investment we're making, targeted investment we're making in terms of Māori. And, of course, in the latest budget, we had $1.2 billion set aside targeted. That's just targeted funding for Māori. And obviously, that's separate from the general fund, but that gives us an opportunity to focus in on some of the by Māori, for Māori programs, Karen.
Very good, Willie. Hey, thank you very much for explaining that, and I hope you manage to get a few hours kip and before you got to get up in the morning. Do it all again.
Lovely to talk with you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Yeah, kia ora. Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson.